This led the FCC to issue a public notice on February 6th, clarifying that fines imposed on those subject to the robocall rules for not keeping contact information up to date do not apply to licensees such as radio's amateurs, but the 10-day deadline does apply to all FRN holders. You can see resources for updating FRN and license information at ARRL.org. ARRL announced the winner of the 2025 ARRL Sweepstakes ICOM Dream Station on Saturday, February 14th at the 2026 Orlando Hamcation. The announcement was made by ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, with ICOM America Senior Sales Manager Ray Novak, N9JA. The ARRL Sweepstakes ran from January 3rd to December 31st, 2025, as the centerpiece of a year-long membership drive designed to encourage new members to join and current members to renew their support. Roderick announced that the ARRL Sweepstakes winner is Lee Warren, KI5YDR, of Honolulu, Hawaii. Warren earned his amateur radio license in 2022 after thinking about the value of having radios available in case of a disaster. With all of the research I was doing, I realized I might as well get my technician license, he said. He upgraded to general class in 2023 so he could operate KH6BB, that's the radio room aboard the USS Missouri Museum ship in Pearl Harbor. Warren received a grand prize dream station featuring the latest amateur radio equipment generously donated by ICOM America. And you can watch the winner announcement on YouTube right now if you choose. Board of Directors also recognized ICOM and Ray Novak in recognition for the extraordinary support behind the 2025 membership drive. The ARRL Board of Directors formally honored ICOM America Incorporated and Ray Novak N9JA. While most of the contiguous U.S. states were experiencing severe winter weather over the past 2 weeks, Honolulu, Hawaii had a different kind of severe weather, and amateur radio was ready there. On February 8th and 9th, 2026, severe weather brought high winds, heavy rainfall, flash flooding, power outages, and hazardous surf conditions across Honolulu and the state of Hawaii. The National Weather Service predicted that heavy rains, flash flooding, and damaging winds would affect all islands. Officials warned of possible flooding, hazardous travel, and power outages. Amateur radio operators were activated inside the Emergency Operations Center to support the Department of Emergency Management, City and County of Honolulu. Volunteer communicators operated reported in. And
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GBK.